I've told you where I want to wind up, right? Suburbia has never been for me. I want to be in a quiet little cottage out on some mountain, all by my lonesome. And since I'd be out in the middle of nowhere, well, no one would be able to help me if there was trouble. At least, not quickly. And since I'd be out in the middle of nowhere, maybe some nights I'd forget to check my locks. Maybe some nights I'd even leave my bedroom window unlocked. It would be late at night, nice and quiet and peaceful. I don't hear a car drive up and park outside. My dream is calm and relaxed. It doesn't matter what it's about. It just matters that I don't hear the window creak open. I don't hear the footsteps. The blankets get yanked back, and that's when I stir a bit. I turn onto my back in my sleep and give a little whine of annoyance. I don't feel my legs get pushed apart, and I don't feel my nightgown get hiked up or my panties pushed aside. But I do feel something filling me. And in my dream, I'm overwhelmed with pleasure. It's disorienting. This wasn't a sex dream before. But then that feeling of being full moves, it shifts and bucks. And even in my sleep, I begin to shiver. I let out a tiny moan as I start to wake, my half-conscious mind racing for an explanation for why the pleasure remains. Why I'm warm without my blanket. Have those fantasy romances I've read come to life? But no, that's silly. Though that isn't to say fantasy isn't playing out. My eyes focus, and I see you above me. You growl into my ear how a good little girl shouldn't be awake so late. I don't have the mind to tease you back. It doesn't matter, though. I can't help how excited I am, how good it feels. My back arches as I feel your hand on my clit, eager, merciless. It doesn't take me long to come, and I come hard, squeezing so tight around your cock you stop entirely for a few moments. And then you let out a breathless laugh and remind me that if you didn't know better, you'd think that I wasn't being raped at all. Of course, you know it's just the word, just the idea that makes me melt. The very sentiment of having all control taken out of my hands. So I try my best to act scared, like this truly is some stranger in my bed, and not you who's driven all this way just to make this little fantasy reality. But all my moans of no turn to cries of yes. And my whimpers have stopped, become whines of more. I beg and beg and tell you how good it feels, how much I love being daddy's little toy, how happy it makes me to be used for what I was made to do. You come inside me, and that heat flooding me sends me over the edge again. I lay there shaking as you place a soft kiss on my forehead. You tell me how good a girl I was. And tell me to rest a moment. Then you go and close and lock the window, just in case. Then you settle into bed with me, eyeing the bedside table. You can just barely see a familiar electrical cord sticking out of the drawer. You grin as you place a kiss just behind my ear. You warn me not to doze off, since you'll be waking me up again before long. It's going to be a long night, you warn me. And before the night is over, indeed, you'll have used my toys on me in all manner of devious ways. You'd have to gag me to muffle the screams of pleasure. but not once do I say our safe word. Not once do I signal for you to stop. Because there is so much bliss in being your pet. The sun begins to rise when you finally take my wand off my clit. I'm still shaking. Drops of your cum still dropping out of my sore-filled pussy. And I am more at peace and happier than I've been in ages. And that's when you pull me in close and hold me tight, giving me more praise than I can really handle. And that's when we doze off, knowing you'll probably wake me up just the same way in just a little while.